Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax, and today we are going to talk about how to get things done at the post office. You may have the problem of a cluster box on your route got broken into, and so the post office has to come out and put new locks in. You know, they have to replace the arrow lock maybe, or they have to replace all the locks in the mailbox, or in the event of new construction, the same thing will happen. The post office has to come out and get the box all set up. And sometimes that can take forever. So what do you do to speed that process along? Well, one of the things you can do is complain about it and just be a thorn in your supervisor's side and keep harassing them. And that may work, but often your supervisor does not have the authority to get that stuff fixed either. It's up to maintenance. The people who work in maintenance down at the plant, and they go out and they set up the new cluster boxes and they do all the rekeying and things like that. So what are you supposed to do? Your mailboxes have been broken for a month and you're holding all that mail at the post office and it's just not getting done. So there are a couple of things that you can do. One is, in theory, you can go over your supervisor's head and you can complain directly to your, I think it's the MCSO or MPU, the person who's your station manager's boss. Complain to them. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't, but they do have a little more pull down at the plant generally. But if you really want to go over your head, here's what you do. Call your congressperson. All right, so we have two senators in Nevada and three, maybe it's four now, representatives, regardless. Your senators have a workers in their office that they call constituent services. And the idea is that you can call your senator, and representatives typically have this too, but I know for sure the senators do. You call up the senator's office and you say, hey, I'm having this problem with the government. Can you please help me? And then the senator or their lackeys will make some phone calls and get things done. And in this situation, what happens is you have your customers call the senator. My recommendation is Jackie Rosen because she's up for re-election right now. And we're about to be delivering a lot of her mail. And so you have them call Jackie Rosen's office, explain what the problem is, and then someone from her constituent services is going to call down to the post office and say, hey, what the hell? How come it takes a month and a half to get some keys for these mailboxes? And then suddenly that lights a fire under the postmaster. Your stuff gets moved to the front of the line. I have seen it work many a time. Now, really what should happen is postal management should staff enough maintenance people that they can just get these keys made and get this stuff done in a timely manner. But I can't make them be good at their job. You know, I can't make supervisors or postal managers effective and competent. If I could, they would be. So we have to do what we have to do. And ultimately, you shouldn't have to hold mail at the post office for a month and a half, 2 months, 3 months, however long it is, just waiting on keys, you know, a job that I don't know how long it takes, but it shouldn't be all that long. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, when you have an apartment complex and the apartment manager owns those boxes, they have to have their maintenance go out and fix the boxes, and that's a much more difficult situation. Ultimately, what I have found works is to have the tenants complain, sometimes even to the housing authority, because like having a mailbox is a part of having a place to live. You need a mailbox. And again, the post office, it's not really appropriate for us to just give these people what we would call caller service, where they come down and just pick up their mail at the post office. If they want to do that, they need to rent a P.O. box. And so, you know, all parties should be invested in pressuring these property managers to get their mailboxes fixed and get their act together. But when it's a postal-owned mailbox, we're the ones who need to get our act together, and management just isn't very good at that. So that's how you pressure them. You call, I would recommend Jackie Rosen's office, ask for constituent services, and they'll apply pressure on the back end. All right, that's all I have for today. Be safe out there, guys. Catch you later.